Now, don't go away, because next on CBS Radio's Comedy Time are those two zany characters of many characters, Bob and Ray. Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding present the CBS Radio Network. And hi again, everybody. Brand new week.
Boy, I was just looking down the list of things that are scheduled to happen in the next quarter hour or so.
We're excited. It looks like a wonderful lineup to us, and we're delighted with the program arrangers who have provided us with such a terrific program.
You have to have the proper tools to work with if you're to be radio performers, as we are, and we think that we have the right tools, the right elements to make for a good show tonight. And audience, I think you could be let in on it.
Well, I tell you, just to give you an idea, Wally Blue is visiting a turkey farm. We're going to have another episode of One Fellow's Family, Bob.
Right. We're going to be talking with some of the young fry in our audience. We always have a group of kids on Monday, and they say some wonderful things.
We'll have closing remarks as time will allow. How do you like that audience, huh? For light up?
A guide, lock the door.
You're here for it anyway.
Sit down. Just sit down, everybody. Be quiet. You waited in line to get tickets.
You're going to stay here. Now, that's all there is to it. And we don't want any more, how would you call that, the chairman? Manifestations?
Of approval or disapproval.
Right. Now then, Wally Blue, as we promised. Look at the audience now, all looking skyward and all, as though they don't want to hear it.
They're looking anywhere but to the stage where we're sitting.
Wally Blue is somewhere at a turkey farm. Come in, please.
Wally Blue at Redfield, Massachusetts, at the Big Hungry Sea Turkey Farm, where I'm going to chat with Mr. Turner, who has been growing turkeys for a number of years now, I guess. I'm surrounded by the big white birds, and I'm standing next to Mr. Turner right at this moment. I think we can learn a little bit about the traditional turkey feast, which we all look forward to, from the man who supplies our tables. Mr. Turner, it's all yours, sir.
Thank you very much, Wally Blue, for visiting Wrentham. I've been a turkey farmer for a long time, and I'll be pleased to answer any questions you may want to ask me.
Well, now, I did want to ask you if there are any different methods this year of making the birds more plump, more tasty as they arrive at our Thanksgiving tables.
Well, as I've always done, I've treated our turkeys as members of the family, and we feed them good, wholesome food so that they just grow up naturally.
I'm interested in your statement that your turkeys are treated as members of your family, Mr. Turner. Just how do you mean that?
Well, we love, of course, every last one of these birds, and we feed them scraps from our own table, food that that we eat ourselves. That includes Martha and all the kids.
And some of these turkeys, I saw you were referring to them by name. Do you know any of them?
Well, Balsam, right there.
Hello, Balsam.
Well, he's a wonderful thing. He comes in the house. He has favorite radio and television programs that he likes to watch. He comes in, gobbles around there, and he'll peck at my shoe when he wants to have me open the door, let him go out to the barn and go to bed.
Isn't that wonderful? You certainly do take
he's a sweetheart. Tom over there, you see Tom kind of looking shy-like?
Uh-huh.
Well, he's a very shy bird, and he's certainly not going to be on anybody's table come Thanksgiving.
In other words, you won't be selling that particular turkey.
Or Balsam won't be going either. Uh-huh. Now, Mary Margaret, for instance, see her over there?
Is she the one beside George there, behind George?
Yes, and next to Lewis. She's beautiful.
Beautifully plumed.
Yes, and she's very popular with all the town turkeys. And we're certainly not going to part with her either.
Well, I can imagine you do have a problem selecting the ones that you will ship to market, keeping the turkeys that you have rather grown to treat as one of the family, so to speak. How do you select the ones you're going to send to market?
Well, this will mark the fifth straight year that I haven't sent any turkeys to market because Martha and myself and all the kids have become just too closely attached to them. They're like, as I say, members of the family.
In other words, over the course of growing these turkeys in a year's time, you become so close to them that you can't bear to see them go.
I keep my ends meeting only by picking up the feathers that they drop occasionally and send it off to a pillow manufacturer, and I'm just barely making out that way. The only birds I'll send to market are those that die a natural death.
Certainly a humane, if not profitable, business conducted here by Mr. Turner at his Hungry Tea Turkey Farm in Redford, Massachusetts. Thank you, sir, for letting us bring our Bob and Ray microphones to your home.
Thank you very much, Mr. Blue. And say hello to your good friends, your Bob and Ray. I used to listen to them when I was a little kid.
Back now to our studio. What do you mean by that?
Take umbrage with that, listening to us when he was a little kid.
A lot of people say that, you know. They think they remember us when they were little kids, but very often they are...
Thinking Pat they had in mind.
Yes, they're older than we are.
Well, as is in January. It was two other people, anyway.
It was not, because we've only been in radio continually now for, I think, eight or 9 months.
Right, just about 8 or 9 months. And now, as a sustaining feature of the Bob and Ray Show, we bring you One Fellow's Family. Today's episode, entitled Homecoming Hopes, is taken from book CVLII, chapter MLCVI, page 1. It's 2:30 in the afternoon as we find mother and father milling about the dining room. We hear Father say,
well, it's certainly cool, Freddy. Cool today.
Yes,
in
well...
In keeping with the Thanksgiving season.
I know it.
Here's the doorbell.
Oh.
I'm closer, my dear. Yes, sir.
Telegram.
Oh, thank you, sir. It's a telegram, Danny.
Open it. Let's see who it's from. One of the children, I suppose. Yeah.
There. It's from Claudine.
Claudine. Yeah. Well. Yeah. Is she coming home?
Claudine says we'll be arriving Wednesday to spend Thanksgiving weekend with you.
Door.
Oh, that's good news. Yes, you forgot something, did you, sir?
Yes, I just started down the walk and I saw another telegram for you folks. Will you sign right here in the line below?
There you are. Thank you.
Shake.
Another telegram, Freddy. Can you imagine that?
Wonder who that's from. Probably Pauline.
Well, it's from Nadine.
Nadine.
She says
she... Wait just a moment. You didn't have any child named Nadine.
Come to think of it, I believe you're right.
Well,
with so many grandchildren and cousins and in-laws to think about, I think... Oh,
no.
Why don't you get it this time? I'm tired.
Yes?
Telegram.
Are you the same fellow that was here before?
No, he's working with me, though.
I'm out the other walk. Hey, you know, the old guy lives there got shaky ab when he writes.
Ha! Well, it's the old lady.
Mind your own business about that.
Want to sign this, old lady?
I've never had anyone talk to me this way
Thanks
before.
Very much. I think it's from Maureen.
Who's it from, Penny?
Maureen. He even reads those telegrams, that one, honestly.
Yes,
was Maureen coming?
Yes. will be arriving late Tuesday afternoon to spend Thanksgiving with you. Signed, Maureen. Do we have enough dinnerware?
No, Graham. From your son, Gangrene.
Here you are.
Tell him to sign in about 3 o'clock.
Sign right here.
Got shaky hand, you know
it? This, no, none of you have got this, man. It's from Gangrene.
Hey, don't you tip? I've been here 3 times. My pal, Nadine, he's been here once. And
good, I
4
think...
telegrams, and we didn't even get a nickel from you people.
Rather brash of you to ask for a tip, but here's a nickel anyway.
Thank you.
Good. It's from Christine, Fanny.
Christine who?
Why, our daughter, Christine.
Oh, yes, the one that married...
She married Dean, our son.
Oh, yes, Dean... Nordine, wasn't it?
I believe so. Yeah. They're all coming for Thanksgiving
here,
dinner.
Here, pass the sardines.
Here.
You have been listening to a sustaining feature on the Bob and Ray Show, One Fellow's Family. Today's episode, entitled Homecoming Hopes, was taken from book CVL-VII, chapter MCL-CII, page 1. One Fellow's Family is written and produced by T. Wilson Messi. This is a Messi production. And now, there's one thing I can't stand.
Dandruff, right?
Well, now, who's talking about dandruff?
If you'd like to get rid of unsightly dandruff in just 3 minutes, listen.
Why, all this...
Even if you've had embarrassing dandruff for years, you can get rid of it now in 3 minutes. That's all it takes with Fitch Dandruff Remover Shampoo. Yes, unsightly dandruff's gone in 3 minutes with Fitch, quickest, easiest of all leading shampoos. And what's more, using Fitch regularly is guaranteed to keep embarrassing dandruff away. Just apply in the unique Fitch manner before you wet hair. Rub in 1 minute. This way, Fitch shampoo penetrates right down to the scalp. Next, add water, lather 1 minute to wash every trace of dandruff out of your hair. Then rinse 1 minute. All that loosened dandruff goes down the drain. In 3 minutes with Fitch, one rubbing, one lathering, one rinsing, and dandruff's gone. At the same time, gentle Fitch can leave your hair up to 35% brighter. Get rid of dandruff problems forever. Brighten hair, too. Use Fitch regularly. Get Fitch Dandruff Remover Shampoo today, only 59 cents.
Thank you. That was our announcer, Naomi Fitchley. Let's talk with some of the kids. You want to talk with them, Arch?
All right.
Some of the little kids.
Well, I've got the microphone now, and I...
They're all here. They're members of the second grade at the Laurel East School out in Anaheim.
Hello, kids.
Hi.
Seated along the little bench here, and... How are you?
Fine.
Little girl, I would say you're about 4.5 years old, is that right?
That's right.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
A big lady.
Don't want to be a nurse or a mother or anything like that?
Acrobat.
What's the most exciting thing that's ever happened to you? I guess it's kind of hard to remember. So many things must have happened, huh?
This is... Trying to remember, yeah.
Trying to remember what's the most exciting thing.
Yeah.
All right, how about you, little fella? You look like you'd be a good ball player.
Well, thank you very much.
How old are you?
31.
And you go to the second grade out at the...
Laurel Lee Grade School.
Laurel Lee Grade School.
In Anaheim.
How are you doing? What do you find the toughest subject out there?
Arithmetic, I think, is the toughest to catch on to and write me.
No, I'll bet 8 out of 9 kids say the same thing. I don't know why that is.
It's
tough for me.
We'll let you run along. We'll have a surprise guest in just 10 seconds.
Here's our surprise guest.
When they formed the 48 states, Arkansas didn't have dues to join the Union.
And until tomorrow, this is Ray Gould reminding you all to write if you get work.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your house.
Whispering Streets impart dramatic secrets tomorrow on the CBS Radio Network. CBS Radio Network.